Everybody turn with me to page number 115. Page 115.
Stand up, stand up for Jesus. Ye soldiers of the cross, lift high his royal banner. It must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. Till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey. For through the mighty conflict, in this his glorious day, we that are bid now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger, and the strength to strength oppose. Not below, this day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally.
Page number 83. We're going to sing about something right now that we haven't seen very much of in the last week or so. Page 83.
I wandered in the shades of night till Jesus came to me. And with the sunlight of his love bid all my darkness flee. Sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Sunlight, sunlight all along the way. Since the Savior found me, took away my sin, I have had the sunlight of his love within. Though clouds may gather in the sky and billows round me roll, however dark the world may be, I've sunlight in my soul. Sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Sunlight, sunlight all along the way. Since the Savior found me, took away my sins, I have had the sunlight of his love with me.
Sing that third verse.
While walking in the light of God, I sweet communion find. I press with holy vigor on and leave the world behind. Sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Sunlight, sunlight all along the way. Since the Savior found me, took away my sin, I have had the sunlight of his love within. Soon I shall see him as he is, the light that came to me. Behold the brightness of his face throughout eternity. Sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Sunlight, sunlight all along the way. Since the Savior found me, took away my sin, I have had the sunlight of his love within.
Good morning. I guess if we can't see sunshine, we can sing about it. It's kind of a dreary, drizzly day out there and a lot of rain. Last night about rolled me out of the bed. A big clap of thunder shook the electricity, went off for a while. Cindy just snored right on through it. Did I say that? Oh. She's a good faker. Oh. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, and I'm glad each and every one of you made it. Some we've been missing. We're glad to see you back. And it's always sunny in the house of the Lord when we come in here. So welcome to Oak Hill. If you're visiting with us, we're glad to have you. And a few announcements this morning. I got a card I want to read first. It says, you get the sheen just right on that. I can see the print. There are certain people we thank in our prayers for things we appreciate so. But try as we may, we sometimes can't say the words that we want them to know. There are people who often go out of their way to pitch in when there's work to be done. They show understanding. They lighten our problems. They help us in more ways than one. And on the inside it says, there isn't enough room on this card to say all I need to say, but there is not a better group of people on earth than the ones in this church. Amen. I agree. I thank you for each kind gesture, but most of all, the prayers is what is getting us through all of this. We love y'all so much. There are certain people we thank in our prayers, and one of those people is each of you. And this comes to say, may God bless you forever for all you so thoughtfully do, Donna, Sam, and Deborah. And we continue to pray for y'all and your family. Okay. First thing, visitation services for Miss Geraldine Day is this afternoon from 3 to 5 at Smith North Little Rock, and the address is in the bulletin there. Services this evening will be dismissed so that everyone that wants to and can go over there and be a part of the visitation service. Funeral service at 10 o'clock Monday the 16th at the funeral home and burial at Little Rock National Cemetery, and there will be a meal served here somewhere around 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. So the church is going to furnish the chicken, and we need to get whatever we need to go around that. Figure around 35 or 40 folk, something like that, maybe more if you're going to stay and eat for sure. So so far, as long as I've been here, we've never had a problem having plenty of food. But Russell and Miss Jerry has said that if you can't come by tomorrow and you need to drop food off, just call them. They'll come up and open up the fellowship hall where you can leave it, and it'll be ready to eat when we get back. All right. This morning will be a special offering for Brother Walter. We're glad to see him here. This Thursday, you're having another treatment. And usually as that goes, Friday's not too bad. Saturday and Sunday are pretty rough. So we might not see him next weekend, probably won't, but our prayers will be with you. So the second time the plate is passed will be for the Walden Fund, just trying to help what little bit we can in with his medical expenses. Next Saturday morning, Sunday, why did I say Saturday? I just read that wrong. I got on two different lines at once. Here, go figure. That's what bifocals do for you. Next Sunday morning, March 22nd, the Youth Fund offering. So the Youth Fund feeds the kids and it just, you know, whatever they do and stuff like that. So keep that in mind as you come prepared. And then Sunday evening, March 29th, will be our singing and fellowship. So 6 o'clock, we'll gather and sing until everybody's hoarse. Until we get done, I guess.
Until we get done.
Okay. And then we'll go across the way and have food and fellowship. So plan on coming for that. Saturday, April 4th. That's coming right up pretty quick, too. And we'll have our spring church yard cleaning here starting at 9 o'clock. I know some of the bushes have already been trimmed and some stuff like that, but we need to pick up. We're going to have some mulch here to redo the flower beds, and there'll be plenty of work. So everybody come that can, because the quicker we get done, the quicker I can go to the lake. Well, I'm just saying. Yes? Me? I can.
I'll make coffee.
You'll make coffee? Okay. So come at 9 o'clock. We have a good time around here cleaning and talking and having a good time. That's what we do best here, enjoy each other. So Sunday, April the 5th, singing at the Good Sam's will be postponed. That's going to start happening as soon as all, we get past all this mess that's going on. It'll be once a month, first Sunday, but this one will be postponed until further notice. Sunday morning then, April the 12th, will be Easter sunrise service at the Johnson's home, right over here at the farm. We're looking forward to that. Be followed by breakfast here at the church, so if you want to have breakfast with us immediately following that, please sign the sheet on the back table. The guys cook for the ladies that morning. And
say if it's a man, if you want to cook with us,
yeah,
not eat with us.
What I've always found is I go in there to try to help cook, and there's no room left, but everybody's already cooking. Maybe they just don't want to eat my cooking. Maybe I should get the right picture from this.
Maybe
I'm not sure.
Maybe you should go a little earlier.
Yeah. Sharing the love. Okay, so a sunrise service at the Johnson's house. Don't know exactly. It's going to be around 6. Try to be there about 6:30. Think sunrise is going to be about 20 till or something like that. Then need to remember this. Sunday school will start at 9 o'clock that morning. So we'll come here and eat breakfast, and then Sunday school will start at 9. Preaching will start at 10. And then we will dismiss for the day so you can go home and be with your family. There'll be no evening services. So, all right. As I said a while ago, there's a sign-up sheet for Easter breakfast, and the deadline is April the 5th so that we can get everything that we need. Sign-up sheet for the Texarkana Baptist Children's Home is on the table as well. I have no idea when that's going to happen, and that may get pushed back indefinitely. I don't know, but if you'd like to go ahead and sign the sheet, and then when it gets where we can, and when we get down to scheduling, we'll have an idea who all wants to go. Nursery attendance this morning, Michelle Neighbors, Holly Graves. Next Sunday, Mandy Buck, Joyce Hendricks. Okay, anything else? Did I miss anything?
Page 294.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, on the everlasting arms. What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting.
Please be seated. Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Boy, it's great to see everybody out this morning. You know, the things of the world can reach out there and grab you and pull you down. We live amongst all of the muck and the circumstances out there of this world and this life. But let me tell you something. As brothers and sisters in Christ, we all stick together and we've got a hope. We have a wonderful hope in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
One of these days, all these troubles are going to be over. No more troubles, no trials, no sickness, no pain. Can't wait. We're going to sing for you this morning. We got a choir special. It is old. I don't know how old this song is, but it's been around for a long, long time. If you know it, which I know you do, sing along. We also have a treat this morning. David is home and don't know how long he's home for. I think he said that he was on spring break. But he's going to be playing for us this morning, right after the choir special. But we're going to sing for you this morning an old song. It's entitled Heaven's Jubilee.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. It's good to be here this morning. And I just want to start off by saying this. We've been studying Revelation in our Bible study now for quite some time, and we're about to get finished with it. And I've enjoyed this study immensely. Every time I go through the study, I learn things that just seems to pop out, and I wonder, why haven't I seen that before? But that's the way the Spirit of God works in leading us to these understandings. And I hope everyone that's been a part of that has got a blessing from it like I have. And things that we learn, I think, through our study in Revelation will help us get through trials and hardships in this life as we go forth. And one thing that I think that we've all learned from this study is that only a right relationship with God is going to see us through this life. He has promised us eternal life when we accept His Son, Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior. And that's a promise straight from Creator God that you can bank on, count your life on, put it in the bank when you accept Him as Lord and Savior. You don't have anything to worry about in this life anymore. We're going to read here in just a little bit from Romans chapter 10 and Hebrews chapter 9. And as we look around the world, and especially I think it comes right home to roost here in the good old United States of America, where freedom is the rule. And just like that, the government has control of everything that we do. Just like that. The whole world has lost its mind over this coronavirus. That's how easy people will be led by the Antichrist. So I want you to just think about what I just said there for a little bit. Think about what's going on right now. And I believe that you can see just how easy it will be for Satan to take over this world when Jesus comes back and takes those of us with Him who've believed in Him. This coronavirus ain't nothing compared to what the rapture is going to be like whenever Jesus comes back.
Amen.
We have reports. I've talked to several people that have told me that patients are stealing toilet paper out of the doctor's office when they leave. If you've been to Walmart or anywhere else, you know that all those shelves are completely empty. You can't. Russell was showing us a can of Lysol that was left up here. Some. We thought for a reason. You can't find that stuff either. Crazy thing, this week I was talking to a friend of mine that owns a Napa store, and he told me that there was someone came in and ordered all the toilet paper that Napa had for sale. Well, now I didn't know Napa sold toilet paper. I thought they were auto parts store. But he ordered through his system all the toilet paper they'd let him have. The guy's coming in tomorrow to pick it up. How we get the toilet paper shortage over flu-like symptoms, it just blows my mind. I don't understand it. Also, just for your peace of mind, I heard from someone that works at paper mill down at all down South Arkansas that they make Angel Soft and some other brand. They said they have warehouses full of toilet paper, so don't panic. There's still some toilet paper out there. It's just a matter of getting it distributed. Okay, so it's going to be okay. Now listen to me real close for just a second. I'm not telling you that this virus is not something we should be concerned about. I think that it's going to affect a lot of people over the duration of all this stuff. And what I don't understand is why things can go to such extremes in such a short period of time. And you know, to me, I think that that's insecurity of the world, if you will, on the future of the world, when we know the answer to it through God's Word. Use precautions, as you should. During any cold and flu season, as normal, good, safe health practices. Wash your hands often. That's what Mama taught us to do when we were kids. It's good to do that just for colds and flus. It's just good hygiene. Limit contact with people that you know are sick. Use good judgment, folks. If you're feeling bad, stay home. Don't spread it. Just common sense. Many doctors believe that this will lessen as the weather warms up. I know there's some out there that don't think that's true. We really don't know at this point exactly what this is all going to, how it's all going to impact us. So just use good judgment and we'll be okay. We'll get through it. I have a question for each and every one of you that are here or maybe listening on the internet. So ask yourself this question. If we're panicking over a virus that will only affect a portion of the population worldwide, how should we be preparing for an event that will affect every man, woman, boy, and girl worldwide? Jesus is coming back. The rapture of the church is going to happen. We, those of us who have believed and trusted in Jesus Christ, are going to be taken up to be with Him. That is going to happen. Listen to me, friend. That's going to affect everyone worldwide. A lot more than this virus is.
And He's not destroying this world with the coronavirus.
He is not. He is not. It's not going to destroy the world. Jesus is coming back for those who love Him and accept Him as Lord and Savior. There will be many that reject Him and be left behind to face the great white throne judgment, where Jesus Himself shall judge each according to their works. Those who accept Him as Savior will be judged as well at the judgment seat of Christ. But we will be judged by the righteousness of Jesus Christ, not what we've done. It's not about me, it's all about Him. Thank you, God, for giving Your saving grace to me, for saving my soul, and for making it available to everyone worldwide. It's free for the asking. Thank you, God, for the free gift of salvation. That saving blood of Jesus Christ. As I see and hear all the hysterical people running around trying to protect themselves from a coronavirus, I look around and see many, many people who are rejecting the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And that don't just affect the here and now. That affects the eternal destiny of your soul. Listen, friend, if you're hearing these words and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your destiny is going to be a lot different than mine. Because when I die, I'm going to be taken straight to the presence of God. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're going to be like the rich man in Luke 16. You're going to open your eyes in hell. Now, let me tell you, hell is real. Don't fool ourselves, kids. We're not going to live forever. I will either die before or get a new body when Jesus comes back. So will you. None of us are getting out of this world alive. What's going to take us out? I don't know. Might be the coronavirus. Might be cancer, might be a stroke or a heart attack. I don't know, but here's what I know. The death rate of humans is 100%. So prepare. This world and all the smart people in it doesn't offer anything even close to what God offers through Jesus Christ. Worry about this virus, which might kill you if You get it? Or worry about a God that will not allow us in his presence without the blood covering our sins. I think that's what we ought to be worried about instead of some little virus we can't see. But the choice is yours. The choice is yours. One is eternal. The other affects us less than 100 years. Maybe some live over 100, but not many. In Matthew chapter 10, we read, and Jesus says, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Fear God. The fear of God. Listen to me. The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. I'm afraid there's many people in the world today that don't have a good, healthy fear of God. But I assure you that if you do not accept his plan, his salvation plan, that God will throw you into hell. And that's a lot worse than any coronavirus. And it lasts forever. But God had a plan. I'm fond of saying this, and there's a song with these words in the lyrics, but what can this world do to you except send you to heaven a little quicker? Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. So what should we do in these trying times and as everything is going on in the world? I have a real simple answer to that question. Make your reservations now for your eternal resting place in the presence of God. Cast the rest of the cares, the troubles, at the feet of Jesus. You know that old scripture that I love so much? Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." In this time of trial and hardships, and yes, it is very taxing on people, give it to Jesus. It's all in his control anyway. Use precaution, but give it to Jesus. Make your reservations now. Live your life according to God's commandments and send your treasures on to safekeeping in the presence of God, where moth, rust, thieves can't break in and get it. Nothing's going to take it away from you. Put it in the heavenly safe. As you watch TV, if you do, and I can't take but just a little bit of it nowadays, but you notice that the stock markets are very volatile right now, or up and down. I said Wednesday night, what you do when the stock market's down is you buy, because they're going to come back, and if they don't, your money means nothing anyway. Right? Don't panic. That's the way it goes, but things are as they are, and so the stock markets are up and down, up and down. And look at the supermarkets. There's not any toilet paper. There's not any Lysol spray. There's not any Clorox little wipey things. No Purell. It's fast becoming, I think, from what I understand, not much food there either. People are afraid of this virus when they should be fearing God. There's a plan that leads to peace and harmony in your lives. And that's God's plan. And his plan, we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We know our eternal destiny, and the things of this world don't worry us like those people that don't know Jesus. Romans 10, beginning in verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, it's a promise from God that he's furnished us a way to escape the penalties of this life, this sinful life. And it's a promise from him that if you trust and believe and call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. There is not a question there, friend. If you know Jesus and you call upon him, he will save your soul. The scripture goes on as you read, and it says that the word has to tell us that we must preach and proclaim this truth. And this morning I'm preaching and proclaiming the truth of God's word, that truly your faith in Jesus Christ is the only thing that can save you from the penalties of sin in this life. If in this life only we have hope, we are a miserable people. But if we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we have nothing to be miserable about. There's a lot in this scripture I'll read, but I just want to focus on this morning just a few things. God promises that whosoever, that means you and me, I am proud to be a whosoever. Some of us still have shirts that we had printed that says, I am a whosoever. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing me that privilege. I'm saved. Saved from what, preacher? Saved from the penalty of sin. The penalty of sin is separation from God for all eternity. Saved from that. I'm not saved from death. Saved from the penalty of death, but not death. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, the scripture says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Listen, we have an appointment with death. How we prepare in this life for that event is what affects our eternal destiny. Christ was offered on that cross as a payment for our sin. And he's coming back to get those of us who believed in him and trusted in him. And he don't have any sin anymore, friend. He ascended into heaven. He has his glorified body. He is the first fruits. And that's what we have to look forward to when we accept him. Listen closely. You and I will have to have a new body before we can be in the presence of God. This old body has to be changed. This body cannot enter into the presence of God, so it must be changed. Our righteousness, the word tells us, is as filthy rags. But God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Like it or not, scary or not, coronavirus, cancer, heart disease, brain aneurysms, whatever takes us, we're all going to die. And then, God. Are we ready? Are we ready? If you say, yes, I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, then you are absolutely nothing to worry about. But what if I get sick from this virus? So be it. If you know Jesus is Lord and Savior, all this world can do is send you to heaven a little quicker. Amen. If you say, no, I've not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, my friend, you have everything to worry about. Because you also face death and then God. You will be judged. But you see, you have to make your preparations here while you're still alive and well. One group, the first group, those who accept Jesus, has hope. That's an earnest expectation. You see, hope that the Bible talks about is not the hope like I hope that I win $1 million or whatever hope you might have. But it's a hope that tells us that we earnestly expect Jesus Christ to come. We believe He's coming. That's the hope we have. I can't wait to see Jesus coming into clouds. I'm going to get a new body. One that's impervious to coronavirus. One that don't have diabetes, heart disease, cancer. One that lives forever. That's the goal, is it not, friend? The journey between point A and point B, we all have to travel. The destiny at the end of that travel is up to you.
Amen.
How we get there is largely out of our control. That other group, the ones that have rejected Jesus Christ, they also have an appointment with death, and that death is an eternal separation from God. I want to tell you something, friend. I think that a lot of times people say, I don't want to hear about hell and the torture and the things and the fire. And that's not the worst part of hell. The worst part of hell is knowing that you can never change your mind and get to where God is. Separation, eternal. Choose wisely. Choose wisely this morning. If you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, you have no hope of a better future. Your life will be driven by these coronaviruses or the stock market or the wars and rumors of wars and all these things that happen and have been happening since Adam and Eve sinned and were cast out of the garden. This stuff's not new, friend. It's been happening since an early creation. If you don't know Jesus, that's all you have hope for. You can have peace of mind, though, this morning. I invite you to accept my Savior, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior. I remember whenever I made that decision, I was 8 years old. I woke up one day and I was scared to death that I was going to die and go to hell. I knew it just as plain as I know I'm standing here at Oak Hill Missionary Baptist this morning. That if I didn't accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior and I died, I was going to hell. It scared me to death. I sat up in my bed at night there for 3 or 4 nights and I would not sleep. I pinched myself to keep myself awake because I was afraid when I went to sleep, I'd die and go to hell. It was vivid. It was very vivid. But then, I gave my life to Jesus. I haven't worried about it since. Because I have the blessed assurance from promises in His Word that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him unto the day that I get that new body. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have a lot more to worry about than this coronavirus.
Amen.
I want to ask Gene and Gail to come forward. I'll ask you to stand with me. While we have a lot of things to think about, if you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ, today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. And if you know Him, don't worry about what today holds, because we know what our future is. Bow with me for a word of prayer. Fathers, we come to You at this time, and Lord, in this time that the world is in panic mode, Lord, we thank You for the assurances from Your Word that Jesus Christ is coming back to get us and that we have a bright, sunny, cloudless future in our future because we've accepted Jesus Christ. I look, Lord, at the end of the book, at the end of Revelation, I see this new city, this new Jerusalem descending out of heaven, and how beautiful it is, Lord, that the light therein truly does come from God. When all the things of this world are past, Lord, we have the promise of an eternity in your new creation, in the presence of God. I thank you for that assurance, Lord. I do pray, Lord, that you help those who have these illnesses, Lord, to recover quickly. For this to pass, Lord, that we might have the assurance of of this life as well. But, Lord, we are so thankful for the promise for tomorrow. Now, Lord, I just pray that your will would be in each and every life here today. Lord, whatever it is, Lord, lead. And I pray that they would follow. Lord, help us to take that step. Whatever it may be that you desire of us, salvation, rededication, whatever it is, pray these things in your name. Amen.
Page 277.
Love that old song. You know, it was written by a slave runner, and he got saved, and he really did realize the amazing grace of God. But I myself have not done anything what I would consider that bad, but I had to have this amazing grace of God cover my sins as well. It is amazing what God has done for us. It's a free gift. We read in Ephesians 2 and 8 and 9, it says that we are saved by the grace of God through our faith in Jesus Christ. It's not of works, friend. It's not what you do. It's who you trust, who you believe. And his name's Jesus Christ, Son of God. As we sing one more verse.
'Twas grace that taught my heart.
Thank y'all for coming.